Sybil.
Item 3 is a rezoning at 500 Academy Road under file DAZ 220 of 2011. In accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw, this is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time. Item 4, a variance at 500 Academy Road under file DAV 168207 of 2011.
Councilor Sabathia, if you could, the chair.
Oh, thank you. I was just going to ask some of the committees, we started having asking the planner to just give a brief summary of the, just a quick, before we start with the, that's what they were doing in downtown and some of the other appeal committees and stuff. But I think it's a good idea to just kind of say,
you're
here's what
chair.
The, yeah, so I can do what I want. Finally. No, it's not. Michael, could you just give a quick?
Sure. We have a rezoning and variance application at 500 Academy Road. The rezoning application deals with converting an existing house that's zoned residential R1 to C1 to allow for a commercial business to happen on the first floor of this house, and then the operator of the business will live on the second floor. And then the business that's being proposed is a home decor and furniture retail business, but it doesn't have a significant amount of traffic. It's actually located right next door at the corner of Burbank. So it would be one property over. So the administration is recommending approval with several conditions, principally that several uses which are permitted in the C1 district not be permitted on this property. A restaurant would be one, a contractor's establishment, a post office, carrier depot, and protection and emergency services. And on the variance, basically, it's dealing with minor issues because it's converting from a residential to a commercial property, so it doesn't meet some of the setback requirements that you would have to normally meet in a commercial district. And that's essentially the nature of the application.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So do we have first we have the applicant? We can have more questions after, Councillor. Denise Lavoy. I'm going to come forward to the end there. Thank you. You have the.
With the permission of the chairperson, I'm consulting on behalf of the applicant. Can I have your...
Yeah, sure, of course. Mm-hmm. Martin Sanders.
How many maps?
Maps none. There's one in one for information.
Hello, my name is Denise Lavoy. I own and operate, among other things, Incorporated. Sorry, but I'm much more passionate about my business than I am about public speaking, so I'm going to have to read my proposal. Among other things is a collection of decor ideas incorporating new and old, as well as custom-made designs and pieces to help make the living space of my clients feel more like home. Among other things, began in 2006. Together with my partner at the time, we conducted business out of my home in St. Andrews, where I live with my family. We worked around the clock to create repurposed, upcycled, and sometimes reconditioned home decor pieces. We sourced out many one-of-a-kind pieces as well to add to our collection. We held biannual all-weekend open houses to showcase our collection and share our home decorating expertise and demonstrate our repurposing techniques. These sales were attended well, and the concept of among other things was well received. In 2009, we moved our shop to 3136 Main Street in West St. Paul. This address, too, was originally a residence. We converted it into a charming little shop, which was located beside the Eye Opener Diner. The nature of our business, combined with the warm surroundings within the house, made, among other things, a favorite stop for many patrons of the Eye Opener Diner and the communities around us. Circumstances changed, and alone, I moved my residence and my business into the community of River Heights. in 2010. At that time, I purchased a home at 500 Academy, and in an effort to continue working with my creative passion, which is among other things, I signed a lease to rent retail space of 600 square feet at 484 Academy Road. I have had many struggles establishing my business on my own and in a new neighborhood, but I was and still am determined to keep, among other things, Incorporated going. In an effort to do so, I applied to the City of Winnipeg Zoning Department for an in-home business license. I then attended the PDO public hearing last fall to set forth my wishes to eventually be able to apply for the rezoning of my residence to commercial. I was successful in having my home at 500 Academy Road included within the boundaries of possible commercial zoning. I then finalized my application for the rezoning of my property from residential to commercial earlier this year. I love River Heights, and I am happy to call it home. I believe that, among other things, Incorporated is a perfect fit for my community. My customers as well are very excited about the chance to have my shop relocated in my home. The mandate of, among other things, is to promote the recycling or repurposing of previously owned pieces and upcycling them into wonderful home decor pieces, which, in the end, is quite beneficial for the environment. With this in mind, if I am successful with my application, I will make any necessary improvements required by the City of Winnipeg Building Code specifications, maintaining the charming attributes and integrity of my home, both inside and out. As I am an ardent tree lover, I will not be removing any of the many oaks I have on my property. I intend to remain living in the house while continuing to operate my business from it. Therefore, I do want it to remain a place for me to call home. I have never envisioned, among other things, as anything more than a small and simple business, as well as an opportunity for me to be lucky enough to work with my passion. Now, I also hope that one day, among other things, Incorporated will be known as that little shop in that cute little house with the red steel roof nestled in the trees at 500 Academy Road. I would also like to take this opportunity to express my appreciation for all the support of my customers, my friends, my family, and neighbors during this process, as well as the opportunity I have been given tonight to discuss my proposal. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Martin, did you want to say something?
Yeah, Martin Sanders from 983 Mulvey Avenue. And just on top of what Denise had to say, which of course, you know, her business is her passion. She's not an expert in zoning or variances or any of these processes. So she asked for me to speak to details regarding, you know, the rationale for the rezoning and the variances that are being requested. With that, we're following through, so this should be no surprise for community committee on the plans that Denise outlined back on October 5th when there was a public hearing on the Academy Road plan development overlay initiative. We're here tonight to rezone the property to C1 neighborhood commercial, which is necessary in order for her to establish a retail personal service use in the existing house at 500 Academy Road. Councillors have a package indicating the location of her property. Just if anybody is interested, we've also got a larger map. Her property is indicated in red. The dots are properties where she either spoke to people in the neighborhood about her plans directly, or at least dropped off a notice indicating what she was hoping to do and requesting if anybody had questions or concerns about it. Okay. If anybody wants to have a closer look. As you heard from my client, the commercial use is to be established in conjunction with her ongoing residential use of the property, with the commercial use to be located within a portion of the main floor area. The C1 district is defined, or at least described in zoning bylaw 200, as being intended to accommodate small, compact commercial uses. So with this intent, there are some significant bylaw restrictions concerning use, built form, and signage. The new PDO, or planned development overlay, for Academy Road, which was put in place last fall, is intended to promote a high-quality built form that accommodates and promotes a unique place for small shops, local businesses, and urban living. It's also to minimize the impact of commercial activity on adjacent residential properties in order to ensure neighborhood harmony. With this intent, there's some additional use built form and signage restrictions in place. So with respect to the variance proposal, Clause 36 of the zoning bylaw puts the onus of responsibility on the applicant to demonstrate injurious effect of the zoning provisions. My client feels that the application meets the statutory criteria for variance applications. The application, in effect, recognizes existing conditions. In terms of building and structures, the only changes that are going to be made are internal modifications in order to run the business and meet the occupancy class for a commercial business, as well as accessibility measures and, of course, the sign oriented towards Academy Road. So, in other words, the status quo is to be maintained for all intents and purposes on the site. Unless the existing house were to be demolished, which isn't her intention, or it were to be moved elsewhere on the site on a new foundation, there's really no means of achieving strict compliance with either C1 or any other zoning district that would accommodate this combination of uses at this location. So specifics on the variance proposal. One is that a south side yard of 3.35 feet be provided. This is where the house is currently located. The wall along that property line isn't being extended, and the house isn't oriented portion of it moving closer to the property line itself. With respect to direct access to parking from the lane, this is how parking is currently provided on site. It's consistent with the PDO requirement in the zoning bylaw. The parking is provided beside or behind the building. And of course, this is a common place along neighborhood main street, such as Academy Road. In terms of loading space, a loading space is to be provided, but its dimensions don't meet the standards articulated in the zoning bylaw. Rather than being 10 feet wide by 30 feet long, it's 8 feet by 20 feet. Now, this reduced dimension is balanced somewhat by the proposed use's low demand for loading. Not to mention that it's quite rare to see any form of any size of loading space in association with C1 use, particularly in a circumstance like this where the PDO now prohibits loading to be provided in the underground location. Finally, with regards to the variance, there's reference to insufficient landscaping and buffering. This refers specifically to a clause in the zoning bylaw 190, subclause 8, that concerns buffering of the parking and loading area. This is specific to the property line adjacent to the parking area, not to the overall site landscaping, in which the photos that we provide demonstrates extensive and well-maintained. Also, along that particular portion of the site, there's a multi-stem birch tree and a four-foot-high fence along the south property line, which is adjacent to this parking area. Those will both remain, unless, of course, the neighbor has plans to continue to pay, because we think it's on his property now. He's just confirming his name. In terms of the specific recommendations of the planning department has provided in the report, or the two reports, pardon me, there are some zoning agreement conditions outlined. I believe this has been handled, but there's reference to two sets of plans, one on the rezoning and one on the variance. We just want to be on the record to confirm that those two plans are in fact the same. They're the stamp and dated at a different time. Mm-hmm. More substantively, regarding the recommended zoning agreement and its conditions, my client expected that, given how recently the PDO was put in place for Academy Road and its restrictions on use, built form, and signage, that a zoning agreement wouldn't be necessary for this specific property under those conditions. Now, obviously, like I said, a yes with conditions is certainly preferable as a finding of community committee than a no. But if you guys will allow me, I'll go into a little bit of detail regarding whether or not a zoning agreement is necessary at all, or at least to the extent it's recommended. In raising these concerns, my client wants committee and the community to understand she does not seek to put herself or her development proposal ahead of the neighborhood. She would like to ensure that while looking after her own interests in this regard, that in doing so her actions aren't perceived to be detracting from or serving to destabilize the neighborhood, particularly with regard to her immediate neighbor's specific request regarding restaurant use establishing either now or in the future. So, I'd also like committee to keep in mind that old sort of management school distinction between common cause and special cause. It appears as if the use of a zoning agreement in this case is a special cause solution to a common cause problem, which is typically a practice that's frowned on. Developing and utilizing the existing and recently implemented zoning regulations, both for the C1 under the relatively recent zoning bylaw and the brand new PDO, that would represent a case of matching a common cause solution to a common cause problem. Of course, a practice that's smiling. So with that, and with recognition that there are already some pretty significant restrictions on use, built form, and signage, I'm wondering if we should go into some detail on those specifics at this point, or if it would be the pleasure of the committee for us to come back and provide that in the form of a rebuttal.
I don't know, John, do you have any thoughts on
it? Works either way for us.
I think say it now. Say what you have now on that, if there's anybody, because I think, I would say if you have some issues on the variance now, it would be the time to talk about it. Because you really can't come back and rebut. If no one spoke about it.
Yeah, and you're not really supposed to bring new information in a rebuttal either, so whatever you want to tell us.
Tell us now.
Yeah.
Okay, so specific to the use restrictions that are recommended by the planning department, specifically in Michael Robinson, the planner for the area, he referenced these already, but benefit of everyone at this point. Contractors establishment, restaurant, post office / carrier depot, and protection / emergency services facility have been recommended as being prohibited through the zoning agreement. It's been recommended. Zoning bylaw 200 already has restrictions in place with respect to these specific uses, as does the PDO. Contractors establishment is a permitted use in C1 generally, and in the PDO for Academy Road specifically. Other than outside operations and outside storage, we're not sure what's especially objectionable about this use at this specific location as opposed to anywhere else within the shops and services area for this new PDO. This is a use that can be established as a minor home-based business, usually subject to some condition. And since accessory outside operations and outside storage are prohibited in C1, that's typically the objectionable aspect to that particular use. But that said, my client is not proposing that use at this time and has no desire to do so in the future. With respect to restaurant, it's restricted in C1 to 2,500 square foot maximum, with accessory drive-through and drive-in prohibited in conjunction with, and further restricted in the PDO to 1,500 square foot maximum. Again, not sure what's specific about this site versus the overall PDO in terms of why this one would be recommended for not having that use available to it, but other than potential for after-hours operations or peaking traffic generation at certain times of day, and certainly out of concern for her immediate neighbors expressed desire to not have that, we'd be prepared to live with that particular condition in the zoning agreement. The final two uses are post office / carrier depot, a use that's permitted otherwise in the C1 district, and also in the Academy Road PDO. Not sure what's specifically objectionable about this use at this specific location versus anywhere else within the PDO, the shops and services area, other than potential concentration of mail truck traffic. Since, of course, post offices themselves are routinely established in conjunction with pharmacies, corner stores, grocery markets, and so on. The final use restriction is protection slash emergency services facility. Again, a permitted use in the C1 and in the PDL. Not sure what's specifically objectionable about this use at this location within this area, other than potential vehicle storage and maneuvering and, I guess, cyber. It's great for home insurance premiums, though, having that located as close by. But of course, these locations for fire halls and police services are typically controlled and determined by city council. In terms of alternatives to the zoning agreement, as you've heard, my client has no intention of establishing any of these uses at this time or in the future. Research of C1 development applications since the new zoning bylaw was put in place in the spring of 2008 indicates that contractors, establishments, post office slash carrier depots, and protection slash emergency services facilities are routinely outlawed via zoning agreements, and restaurants occasionally outlawed. Apparently, these uses have been deemed more generally inappropriate in C1, and it's not just this portion of Academy Road that specifically can't accommodate. So as an alternative, instead of implementing a zoning agreement that applies just to this property by way of condition, what could be done instead is to initiate a text amendment to the zoning bylaw to prohibit these uses in C1 districts, or to modify the definitions of these uses, or potentially to introduce use-specific standards that deal with the particularly objectionable aspects of these uses. So that's use. In terms of built form restrictions, the finance report recommends plan approval requirement for any new buildings or structures, and that site development be in substantial conformance to the plans that were submitted in conjunction with the application. Zoning bylaw 200, of course, has restrictions in place under the dimensional standards for commercial districts section of the bylaw in terms of building height, density, setbacks. It also has restrictions under design standards for commercial buildings to facades, roof lines, entryways, and rooftop mechanical equipment. Further to that, in the PDO, which now forms Schedule O of the zoning bylaw, there's restrictions on building setbacks, parking location, facades, roof lines. Alternatives to recommended zoning agreement conditions would, of course, my client has no intention of building new structures or expanding the existing ones. But instead, we'd prefer that the plan approval conditions be removed, and that if something was missed in the Academy Road PDO, that recommendation would come forward to amend zoning bylaw through a text amendment process. Finally, then, with respect to signage restrictions that are recommended in the planner's report, the recommendation is there's two of them regarding signage. One is that plan approval be required for any new sign above and beyond, of course, the standard review of the zoning permits does to ensure compliance with the zoning bylaw. And a second condition regarding prohibition on internally illuminated signs along both the south or west sides of the building. Again, there are restrictions already in place under Zoning Bylaw 200 in terms of sign height, sign surface area, sign location, and sign illumination. Sign is principal use of the land, that is, an advertising sign is prohibited under C1. It's also prohibited under the PDO, as are a variety of specific forms of accessory signs, namely freestanding, mobile, and electronic message signs. In all, no freestanding sign can be established on this site at any location. No wall sign can be established along the south wall of the building, and a wall sign along the west wall of the building would be located over 150 feet from on the opposite side of the building. So in terms of alternatives, again, my client has no intention of establishing any other sign other than along the Academy Road plan. But instead of providing specific restrictions under a zoning agreement on this property, if something was missed in the Academy Road PDO, a text amendment process could be initiated to amend any shortcoming. And finally, with regard to the variance condition,
Because the variance application, as we mentioned, recognizes the existing conditions, we're not building anything new, we're just going from one zoning category to another, so it's essentially a maintenance application. The recommended conditions of approval, we feel, are unnecessary, specifically that regarding 2 years to establish, since we're not doing anything different, and additional conditions relating to site development and landscape substantial compliance being either unnecessary or redundant given the recommendations on the reason that we need some of the people in place to cover off the end of that. I'm done.
Any questions?
I haven't. Well, no, I don't have any questions. No, I'll catch you on the back.
I was just wondering, it seems like a lot of the things that you're saying aren't necessarily necessary, but are they detrimental in any way to happen there in terms of what you're planning to do? If all these conditions, you know, you're basically gone through all these recommendations and the zoning agreement and everything that the planning department's recommending, saying we don't really need that because this is all covered kind of somewhere else or could be covered by a number of other processes. But if we just were to leave it as it was, would that cause a problem to this particular proposal at this time? Like, what's the reason for bringing all that up other than, you know, like, I'm just not sure I understand that.
Denise has asked me to respond to that. So through the chair. Necessary, because she's not doing anything that from the get-go is contrary to these recommendations, the hardship becomes one of an additional burden of regulation and process that wouldn't otherwise be the case. So rather than just submitting plans, you know, for her building permits and so on, and any sign that she wishes to put on the property or anything, any change to the exterior of the building that would be checked for compliance by zoning the permits, now there's an additional check through the planner for the area, which takes additional time. Takes time away from the planners to do that other work as well. And may serve to potentially have an impact on her ability down the road, whether it's 10 years or 25 years, to sell the property.
Okay. All right, thank you. All right, we'll move on then if you want to have a seat. I've got a number of other people listed in support. You can come and speak if you wish, or you can just indicate your support. Kelsey Laveau, do you wish to speak, or we'll record you in support. Cynthia Giles, do you wish to be recorded or speak? Recorded. Support. Barry Jansen. In support.
Yeah, I support it for sure. We're just,
if you want to say something, you got to come up, though. Thank you.
I'm the guy that lives right next to her. So the only concern that we had was the restaurant. If she were to sell down the road and all of a sudden, you know, a little diner opens up and we're getting the nice wafted odors of a restaurant, that was our big concern.
Yeah.
And it appears that's not going to be an issue.
Okay. Thank you for that. And we have Janice Howard for information.
Got it.
You're okay? Is there anyone else who wished to speak in support who did not, whose name wasn't called? Anyone in opposition? Okay. We don't really have, so I don't know that we need a rebuttal since there wasn't anything said. Councilor Orlico, did you?
I'm ready to go.
You're ready to go.
Ready to go. Okay, let me get that right now. Wow. That the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor, aye. Any opposed, carried.
The receipt of public reputation be concluded.
All those in favor, opposed, carried.
Just to clarify, we're doing both together? Rezoning,
yeah, you just go through those motions, okay. Then we'll go through the variance.
So that's the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service be concurred.